the Public News Service Monday Update. I'm Mike Clifford. Another week begins with pro-Palestinian protests disrupting major universities, and several schools have called police to remove demonstrators. As colleges crack down, students are signaling they are prepared to accept the consequences to support their cause. That from CNN. They report in L.A., opposing protest groups physically clashed on UCLA's campus after crossing a barrier meant to keep them apart. And farmers are dependent on functioning equipment for profitable harvest. Illinois lawmakers proposed a bill in 2023 that was designed to help, but the legislation has led to nothing but frustration.
Senate Bill 2669, called an Agricultural Equipment Bill of Rights, would require manufacturers to produce accessible software tools to farmers and independent repair shops at a fair price. This eliminates them waiting days or even weeks for a dealer-dispatched technician with software training. Little has been done since the bill was introduced, and this has farmer Jake Lieb worried. 10 years have passed since his equipment has worked.
Everything is computer. If you don't have software, there's no way that you could work on it. Whereas before, if you knew mechanics of how engines work, you could figure it out. But now there's absolutely no way without computer software to really do anything to these tractors.
I'm Terry D. reporting.
This story produced with original reporting from Jennifer Bamberg for Investigate Midwest. And new continuing education classes can help New York psychologists better work with disabled patients.
The courses center on understanding disabilities, providing universal access for patients with disabilities, ethics, and cultural competence. Dr. Sharon McLennan-Weir with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York says in developing the curriculum, there were certain takeaways people should have.
The first step really is for people to understand that a disability is a disability and there are going to be barriers to the environment with it. And we need to work together to ensure that each and every person has access to treatment.
The first course begins on May 29th and anyone interested can register online at cidny.org/CE. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next to New Hampshire, where some businesses and educators say legislation targeting LGBTQ students is harming both the kids and the state's economy as it faces a critical worker shortage. Michelle Vizi is with New Hampshire Business for Social Responsibility.
When our families don't feel comfortable and aren't happy, our employees are moving to other areas. So we felt that it was important to help them to understand the economic side of these decisions.
More than 200 businesses recently signed on to a letter to Governor Chris Sununu saying the steady drumbeat of bills targeting transgender youth in particular is tarnishing the state's reputation. The New Hampshire Senate has advanced legislation to ban transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams. This is Public News Service. Consumer groups are accusing major grocery retailers like Amazon, Kroger, and Walmart of price gouging both during and after the pandemic.
The allegation of corporate greed comes after a new report from the Federal Trade Commission found profits for grocery chains jumped sharply at rates that could not be justified by supply chain disruptions. Angela Huffman is president of the nonprofit Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it here in 2024.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The FTC staff report recommends further inquiry by the commission and policymakers, but does not propose specific remedies. And a new national survey says 1 in 5 Americans, 50 and older, has nothing in savings for retirement.
The survey results were issued by AARP this month. Just affording basic expenses right now is a concern for many, but AARP's Jim Flaherty says you don't want to be caught off guard when retirement nears. He acknowledges it can be hard for younger adults to plan that far ahead when they're juggling expenses like student loan debt, or for older individuals managing costly medications and higher grocery bills.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Researchers note that 57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through their work. Wisconsin has not yet joined the list of states that have created state-operated retirement accounts where employers and their workers can contribute money each pay period. Supporters hope the issue is revisited next legislative session. I'm Mike Mullen reporting.
Groups like AARP have encouraged the Congress to address long-term stability concerns for Social Security. Finally, Eric Tegadoff reports in the Solutions Journalism Oregon News Service collaboration, wastewater treatment plants across the country are using the natural filtration system of wetlands to clean water.
In Oregon, the Clean Water Services Utility established the 90-acre Fern Hill Wetlands a decade ago. The environment has been thriving. Birdwatchers have seen more than 240 different species in the marshlands that connect to the Tualatin River in Forest Grove, outside Portland. Jerry Kinnear is Clean Water Services Water Resources Project Manager and helped design the project.
I always say wetlands are the kidneys of the earth. That's what they've been doing. They filter pollutants, they slow water down, they capture sediment. We're just sort of harnessing that process that's been going on for billions of years and taking advantage of it.
The company also notes natural wetlands treatment cost about half as much as building a concrete treatment system.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.